Fires and floods forced tens of thousands of people to evacuate their homes in the Central and South Coast during the last year. In the wake of the Thomas Fire and southern Santa Barbara County flooding, public safety officials have been working hard to improve people's preparedness. And because we live in earthquake country, it's an issue we all need to consider. But what about the four-legged members of our families?
If we're getting ready ourselves, we need to make sure our pets are ready as well.
Randy Friedman is marketing manager for Ventura County Animal Services. He says they were swamped during the Thomas Fire with dogs, cats, and other pets from evacuees. The main shelter in Camarillo had close to 1,000 evacuated pets, while about 400 were temporarily housed at the Ventura County Fairgrounds.
People were coming to the shelter to drop off their animals because hotels and motels in the area were not pet friendly. A lot of them had to stay here. There was actually a woman who came to us. It was at night. She was elderly and she had two dogs with her, and we were completely full here at the Camarillo shelter. We were housing animals in our offices. The only other option was for her to drive all the way up to Santa Barbara. We decided to still take her dogs in. We put them into another office. We just brought up pop-up crates. The dogs slept here until she was able to come and reclaim them.
Other government and nonprofit agencies in the region were also swamped. The Earl Warren Showgrounds became a haven for a virtual menagerie of evacuated animals in Santa Barbara County. Rhonda Hathaway is with the nonprofit Santa Barbara Equine Assistance and Evacuation Team, formed more than two decades ago to help during major emergencies.
We had llamas, we had donkeys, we had alpacas, we had turkeys, chickens, ducks. There was one whole section during the fire because the footprint for that fire was so large. We had more animals than we'd ever had in the 20 years that I've been with the group. We had one and a half full barns that were set up, which I lovingly called the petting zoo, which had all the different animals, turkeys and pigs and pheasants, and we had all kinds of animals.
The message from groups which work with animals is to include your pets in your evacuation plans. That means stocking up your home just like you do for your family if you have to shelter in place during a fire or flood or after an earthquake.
Food, water for all the pets in the home, you know, litter, medication, you know, copies of medication for them in the event that they do need to shelter in place or supermarkets are empty or they're closed. So to have a good month's supply wouldn't be a bad idea.
And Randy Friedman with Ventura County Animal Services says you should also have an evacuation kit ready for your pets.
Definitely having a pet carrier, vaccination records. If you are asked to leave the home, like there's an emergency, we're evacuating, to have items in a pre-made bag. So for example, having pet medications, vaccination records, microchip information, a physical picture of your pet just in case you need to have one, copy of the pet license, also the contact information for your veterinarian, at least one collapsible bowl so you can fill it up with fresh water, an extra leash, an extra collar with tags, and also a bunch of toys that the dog plays with.
For larger animals like horses, you need to evacuate early because of the time involved in moving the animals.
People, they wait too long, and then all of a sudden, oh, there really is a fire. Oh, this is going to be a big storm. And then it's trouble because then it cuts the time short for us to be able to get in and react.
That's Rhonda Hathaway with the Santa Barbara Equine Assistance and Evacuation Team. She says with the increased danger of flooding and debris flows if we get a major storm, the team is ready to reopen its operations at the Earl Warren Showgrounds on short notice.
Our equipment is actually currently still parked at Earl Warren Showgrounds. We can be out there and set up and ready to receive animals within an hour.
Randy Friedman with Ventura County Animal Services admits it's hard to get people thinking about preparations, but the fire and debris flows made the point for many people.
That's human nature, is we don't go to the dentist until our teeth hurt. It's us really thinking to ourselves that we live in Southern California. It's hot, it's windy, we're miles from a fault line, and we should have bags of stuff ready to go.
And he says those bags shouldn't be just for us, but for the animals, which are part of our families. Lance Sirosco, KCLU News.